This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Democrats in the House passed a bill last night that'll keep the government open until early December while they work out the details for the rest of the fiscal year. It also suspends the debt ceiling. So, you know, the economy doesn't collapse. Republicans, by the way, are likely no votes on that. But even away from the politics, the debt limit and a full-year spending bill are two pretty serious items. But the bill also includes money to help Afghan evacuees, $6.3 billion, and almost $29 billion for disaster aid. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams took a look at why that funding for natural disasters always seems to get wrapped up in this kind of drama.
The federal government does budget for disaster funding every year, but
here's the thing. For a really long time, we've been regularly overrunning the disaster relief fund.
Laura Blessing is a senior fellow at Georgetown's Government Affairs Institute.
There's just so many more disasters that get declared and that money is needed for.
Now, in the Schoolhouse Rock version of Congress, when there's a need for extra disaster aid, there'd be a bill that would make its way through Capitol Hill to appropriate the funds in Washington speak. But, says Peter Van Doren, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, things don't really work that way anymore.
And now, it's just that lately, Congress, because it's so divided and in gridlock, finds it convenient to do lots of things through these large, must-pass budget bills of one sort or another.
Must-pass legislation like this government funding bill. They're supposed to be done at the end of the fiscal year, which happens to come up around the peak of hurricane and wildfire season.
The nature of nature and then the nature of the budgetary calendar coincide in a bad way.
Because members of Congress want to prove to constituents that, in an emergency, they can get federal help to them quickly. And when they don't, says Daniel Tellis, a senior research associate at the Urban Institute,
the states and local governments are unable to fully put their plans in place and act, and that therefore slows down their ability to then distribute funds.
Putting even more pressure on members of Congress to pass legislation they might otherwise balk at. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.